Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. Now, a couple more things to talk about with you here today, starting with some summer fire safety tips. We kind of talked the last time I had you in here about some spring fire safety tips. I don't imagine there's too much of a difference, but take us through some tips for remaining safe from fire during the summer months.
Well, someday, we hope someday, it's going to dry up a little bit. And, of course, it seems like when that happens that it often goes from one extreme to the other, too wet to too dry. And when that happens, everything, including our own lawns, kind of become a fire hazard for things, whether it be the barbecue grill that you're using in the backyard and you take the steaks off and go in to eat and you don't properly dispose of your fire, your charcoal. You think, well, I'll come back out and get it later, and then the stray dog runs through the neighborhood or whatever and tips over the grill, or a wind comes up and tips over the grill, and then you've got the lawn on fire if it's a very dry year. That's very possible, or something like that close to the house. We want to caution everybody about burning. There is no open burning allowed in Perry. And with a dry summer, and it sounds like at some point it's going to get very hot and dry around here. With a dry summer, that's going to be a big no-no, because too often with a little change of the wind or anything like that, a controlled burn can get out of hand. And in a dry year, the next thing you know, you have acres and acres of ground that's on fire. And as much as we enjoy going out and fighting fires and that, and that's our job as the fire department, we just as soon stay out of big fires like that. So we'd like to have everybody use a little bit of caution and common sense when they're outside, no matter what they're doing in a dry year, that they don't throw down that match or cigarette that they're thinking, oh, it'll be fine, and the next thing you know, we have a big fire.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today. Towards the beginning of June, you had another fire training. It was a live fire training, and you actually got to have a couple within a couple months. So talk about the benefits of having live fire trainings and really how rare it is to have that sort of opportunity to have two fire trainings in such a short window of time.
Well, it's always difficult to get an old house or a barn or garage or something like that to be able to train in. Many times people either, you know, are tearing them down and don't realize that it's something that we could possibly use for training, or they don't want them tore down and they're trying to fix them up or whatever. So we've had the opportunity in the last couple of months to have a couple of houses that we could actually do some training in. And we can sit in the classroom for hours and hours and hours on end, and we can watch videos and films, and we can plan things out on the marker boards and things like that and talk about how we're going to fight a fire, attack a fire, or whatever. And all is good on paper, and any kind of training is good. But fire is something that's very unpredictable, and when we have the chance to have live fire training, we can go in and set a fire, and the people, especially the newer members of the department, can actually deal with a live fire. And it's the closest thing we're going to get to, you know, getting called out in the middle of the night on a fire call. So they're going to get some experience with dealing with that live fire and the things that surround it. I know one of the things that surprises a lot of the new people on the fire department, they just don't realize the amount of heat that a fire generates. And this gives us an opportunity to show them, you know, that we go in low and we're down where the temperatures may be 200 or 300 degrees, and we think, oh, that's hot. But you stand up and around the head, it could be 1,500 to 2,000 degrees up around your head. So that's why we stay low, and we give the people to experience that layering of heat and see how the smoke layers and works, and so you stay low to stay out of the smoke and the heat and so on. It gives them excellent, you know, experience and training and those kind of things. Plus, it gives them the opportunity to be more familiar with the hoses and nozzles and things that we use so that they can accurately control a hose stream or whatever and get it on the base of the fire and get it out. And the type of patterns and stuff that would come out of the hose, they can experiment with those kind of things, because it's not somebody's property that we're trying to save, and you don't want to experiment with that. They can do those in the live fire training. So it really gives us a lot of opportunity to experience and train with the live fire and gives us a chance to run scenarios and stuff that we may encounter at some time where we need to be prepared for. And this gives us a chance to prepare for that. Like I said, not, you know, on a chalkboard or something like that or on paper, but in actual, you know, fire and in real situations. It also gives the pump operators an opportunity to operate the trucks and test out different things with the trucks and so forth. With the Dawson area, now part of our fire department, fire district, we do have some issues over there with water supply, as we do anywhere in the rural area. And so this gives us a chance to go out and set up portable tanks of water and keep those tanks filled and shuttle water and stuff, and gives us the practice of doing those kind of things and pumping out of those so that we make sure that we have a constant and adequate water supply anytime we're fighting a fire. So it's training for everybody. It's good training all the way around. Training for the first responders, because they'll set up a little rehab area and they will practice their skills and stuff by checking over the firefighters as they go in and out of the fire and so on. So it's good training for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Well, just be safe. Enjoy the 4th and the other holidays coming up. And if you travel, be safe on the roads.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Chris Hines. This has been part 2 of a 2-part interview. Find this program and part 1 at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.